Well, good morning, Audio Boo. It's Monday the 10th of September at about just coming up to 5:30 in the morning, and I can't sleep. Well, I have slept, but I woke up and now I can't get back to sleep again. It's always the way. So I thought I'd send an Audio Boo to start the week. And I said, what have we got happening this week? We've got me going back to swimming because I haven't been for a while. I need to start going again. I've got to get rid of all this summer holiday weight that I've accumulated. I'm one of these very unfortunate people that only has to look at something and I've put on the weight already. I really get annoyed by people who can just eat what the fuck they like. That really, really winds me up. And you see people just sitting there and pigging out and they never put on an ounce of weight. Does that annoy you? It annoys me. It's people like that just shouldn't be allowed, really. So I'm going to go back swimming. When I get into it, I'm pretty good, actually. I can usually knock off about 80 lengths, which is about 2 kilometres. In a sort of 45-minute swim, so not too bad. But it's going to take me a little while to build back up to that level. Anyway, I decided I'm unfit, so I have to go back to swimming. So I've got that, and what else have we got? We've got some recording sessions coming up this week. Not many, but there's a few. And, of course, the big thing is that on Wednesday, and I need to look at the times to work out exactly what time it's going to happen over here, but it's the Apple announcement, which everybody thinks is going to be about the iPhone 5, although knowing Apple, they'll probably pull something else, and it won't be anything to do with anything. It'll just be like an announcement that the iPhone's been put on hold or something. But this is an announcement, apparently, for the iPhone 5, and hopefully the iPad mini. Be interested to see what they're going to do with that, because it'll be Apple's first foray into the smaller tablet market, which is really going to piss people off who make smaller tablets already. But it'll be interesting to see what they come out with for that. And some new iPods apparently as well. So I'm looking forward to that announcement because I am an Apple user. I do have an iPhone. And I did have an iPad, although I don't have that now. So, you know, that's going to be quite an exciting event. We'll just have to wait and see what they come up with. But I've been reading sort of lots and lots of rumours. It's quite funny, really, because you see people, like all these websites and things. And if you put in iPhone 5 latest news into Google, you get websites that say things like, Apple iPhone 5, what we know and what we don't know. And I'm sitting there thinking, what we know really should be nothing at all, because Apple never tell anybody anything. There's all these images and leaked videos, apparently, of what the iPhone 5 is going to be like. And I'd be interested if somebody would do like an article after the announcement, say how much of what people think they know now was actually right and how much of it was complete crap. So I think that will be a very interesting little article to do, because there's so many rumours and speculations, and Apple are really notorious for not letting anything out of the bag before they're good and ready to announce it. So we're probably all completely fucking wrong about this iPhone 5. It's probably going to be like a discus shape and, you know, have all kinds of weird holographic technology or something like that. I doubt it. To be honest, my personal feeling is that it's not going to be much different to the iPhone 4S. There'll be a few new features, but nothing really outstanding. You can already get an idea of the kind of things that are likely to be in the iPhone 5 by having a look at the features of iOS 6. That gives you some clues, although there will be some things that you won't be able to see, because Apple have got quite good at making things device-specific. So, for example, Siri is part of the operating system. It's part of iOS. But if you're a beta tester with iOS on like an iPhone 4, you wouldn't have seen any of the Siri functionality because it was only available on the iPhone 4S. And, of course, nobody was beta testing iOS 5 on the iPhone 4S because nobody had one. So obviously people didn't, you know, really know much about Siri. They knew Siri was coming, but they didn't know anything about it. So, you know, there's going to be quite a few things probably that people who are beta testing iOS 6 won't know about, because it won't show up on the current generation of devices. So that'll be a real interesting thing to see what they do. I've been paying quite a lot of attention to Android lately, and it's just a shame that from an accessibility point of view, there isn't really an awful lot around about Android. If you put in iPhone accessibility into Google, you get lots of stuff. And I guess that's because there's a lot of blind people using iPhones. But Android isn't really getting a fair look, and it's a shame because, as far as I can tell, Jelly Bean, which is the latest version of Android operating system, has actually done a great deal in catching up to VoiceOver on the iOS platform. So it's looking like Android is now becoming a more serious alternative to the iPhone, to iOS. So if anybody has any comments on that, that'd be great to hear them. I would certainly like to know a little bit more. It's a bit difficult because obviously you go into a store and you ask them to let you have a go on a Google Nexus 7 tablet, or, you know, the Galaxy S3 smartphone, which is Samsung's answer to the iPhone 5, effectively. And it's not quite as simple as turning on VoiceOver on an iPhone. You know, you go into an Apple store and you ask them to just show you what an iPhone is like with VoiceOver, and they can turn it on in a matter of seconds. But with Android, there are quite a few more things to do. Yes, you can turn on basic talkback functionality fairly easily, but there are several other things that you can turn on an Android to make the experience even better. And not everybody in a store who's working there is really going to know about all of those things. So you really have to know what you can turn on before you go in and get them to turn on all these little things. And then, of course, you have the standard voice that it uses to speak, and it's not very good. Certainly nothing compared to the voices you get on the iPhone. But again, in the marketplace, there are quite a few voices, and I noticed, interestingly enough, that Ivona, which I think is probably the best speech synthesizer available today, is available on Android. And you can download it as a voice and install it on your phone and use your phone. Your phone will then talk using the Ivona voices. Now, as far as I know, Ivona, there are no Ivona-powered apps on the iPhone platform or iOS platform at the moment, even though the companies say that it does work on iOS. Nobody's actually using it, which I find amazing, because Ivona voices are the best voices there are. And potentially, I would be quite surprised if Apple don't switch over to them, because they literally are the best. And Apple always prides itself on giving people the best user experience. So if Apple want to give blind users the best user experience, they really should switch to the Ivona family of voices. Were any of you disappointed that Apple took away the Serena voice from iPhone? Because Daniel is the voice that you now have for UK English, and he's good, but he does sound a bit like a voiceover. he's a bit like that, isn't he? I can take you wherever you want to go. And, you know, he is like trying to sell you a car, or, you know, sell you house insurance or whatever whenever you hear him speaking. And I think that the Serena voice they had in prior to iOS 5 was much better for use on a phone, but Apple have taken her away, and I really wish that you could download voices for VoiceOver from the App Store. Even if Apple were the ones selling them, it would still be a good thing to be able to choose what voice you want. Because if you want UK English, you only have one choice. You have Daniel, that's it. You know, and I'm like, some of these other countries' languages that are represented on iPhone have got two or three voices, I notice. So I'm sort of thinking, well, I would much rather have a choice of UK voices to use. Certainly I'd like a UK female voice. I think they're softer and, you know, more pleasant when you're navigating around a phone or what have you. So that's my thoughts on that. So recording sessions coming up this week. Yeah, I've got a few sessions coming up this week. They're nothing major, but there's a few things. And then of course, my choir starts back on Thursday as well. I run a choir. We tend to do everything from sort of Jesse J price tag all the way through to songs from Wicked or We Will Rock You. So we do all kinds of stuff, and stuff from Sister Act and things like that. And we performed in June at the Jubilee celebrations. We had an audience of over 3,000 people, which was not supposed to happen. There were only supposed to be about, 700 people there, and it turned out to be about 3,000. So the organisers were completely screwed because they didn't have enough hog roast, they didn't have enough toilets, they couldn't cope. But it went very well. There was no trouble. Everybody was really, really well behaved. And of course, the choir, which I started in January, had an audience far in excess of anything that we had predicted. So they were all kind of very nervous, but they all did really, really well. And we've been asked to perform again. We've been asked to perform at the Guide Dogs Open Day in Burfield in October. I think that's October the 10th. And then we're going to be performing in Reading at Christmas to raise money and for charity. And that's something I still need to sort out. But we're hopefully going to be performing in one of the big shopping centres. So there's quite a lot to do there. Actually, October is an exciting month as well, because on the 4th of October at 9 p.m. on Dave, which is a TV channel over here, is the start of Red Dwarf Series X, which is the new Red Dwarf. And it's real classic Red Dwarf in style, according to Robert Llewellyn, who played Crichton. So that's going to be great, because we haven't had Red Dwarf properly, like as in front of a live TV audience and things, for, well, what's it been? Must have been about 14 years. So for them to come back and do it now is amazing. I mean, we've always wanted it to happen, but they never got round to it. Don't know why. So Red Dwarf comes back to TV, albeit on Dave rather than the BBC. So and apparently everything's amazing looking. The special effects have all come on so much in that 14 years. But they do promise a classic Red Dwarf experience. So for those of you who saw the special they did a couple of years ago, which wasn't in front of a live audience, and I thought completely it was well acted, it was well written, very clever. But because there was no live audience there laughing at the gags and things, I didn't think it worked. I don't know if anybody else saw it and had that feeling, but I didn't like it at all. I wouldn't watch it again. And yet I've watched the first 8 series of Red Dwarf, you know, several times, because I just love it. I think it's a brilliant show. But the special, if I never saw the special again, it wouldn't particularly bother me. I'm not like that much of a diehard Red Dwarf fan that I have to watch everything, no matter how good or bad it is. I remember watching the US pilot of Red Dwarf, and Red Dwarf never actually took off over in the States. But they did a pilot episode, and Robert Llewellyn, who plays Crichton, he was in it, and he was the only original character in that. And the writing style was obviously completely different, because American sense of humour is kind of different to a British one. So they'd rewritten the gags and made it all much more Americanified. And again, if I never saw that again, it wouldn't bother me. That didn't work. I didn't find it funny. It just didn't appeal to my sense of humour at all. Not in the way that the British version does. And so we'll be looking forward to Series X of Red Dwarf with avid curiosity, because of course these guys are all sort of in their late 40s, early 50s now, as opposed to when they first started Red Dwarf. I think they started that about 24 years ago. So they've aged. I'm blind, so I can't see how well or not so well they've aged. And I don't know whether they'll be using computer technology to make themselves look younger again, like back to how they were at the end of Series 8, for that kind of element of continuity. Nothing much has actually been said about it. There was one comment about, do you age in space? And Craig Charles, who plays Lister, he had said, unfortunately, yes, you do. So, you know, I don't know whether they're going to use special effects to smarten them up. I don't know. But I'm sure they've all aged very wonderfully and gracefully, so it probably won't be a problem. But, yeah. So that's my ramblings. And, of course, Downton Abbey starts again this month, although I still don't know exactly what date it is. I did try and find out, but apparently ITV only know their TV schedule 10 days in advance, which seems crazy to me. But when I rang viewer inquiries to find out when Downton Abbey would start, they couldn't tell me. It seems a bit bizarre, really, considering Downton Abbey is like one of the most successful TV dramas ever, and they can't tell you at the start of that month when it's due to air when it's going to start airing. And yet Red Dwarf, they already know that Red Dwarf is going to be on the 4th of October. So, you know, and that's another big, massive British classic. So, you know, I'm surprised that they couldn't tell me Downton Abbey's air date. You know, maybe episode 4 they wouldn't be able to tell me, but they could have told me about episode 1, surely. Anyway, so we're big Downton Abbey fans here at the house. And we've watched the first two series and the specials. Loved it. So I'm very much looking forward to Series 3 starting. It's just so well done. It's just brilliantly put together. I think there are a few inconsistencies in the like clothing and props and things. But nothing outrageous. And in a way, you almost don't want it to be perfect, because then you'd have nothing to talk about. It was perfect recreation of like early 1900s. Then it wouldn't be fun. You need to have some things to bitch about. Otherwise, there's no debate, is there? So, anyway, I'm going to go and get myself sorted out. I don't know whether I'm going to go swimming this morning or tonight, but I'll probably go this morning now at this rate. So I'll aim maybe catch the sort of 6:30 bus, get down to the pool, get in the water for 7, and hopefully do a good hour or so and see what I can do. As I've had a couple of months off, so yeah, we'll see how we do. Okay, guys, take care, and I'll do some audio booing later on.